Good morning, darling. Did you sleep well? Oh, aren't you just so adorable? I can't tell you how happy I am that you've been so cooperative. Snuggles were as glorious as I anticipated. Oh, well, if you hadn't been, I shudder to think what I'd had to have had to do with you. Tell me, are you hungry? Oh, I'll make some breakfast for us then. As much as I appreciate your offer to help, I really don't think you'll be able to. I mean, remember, I literally picked you up with one of my spoons. I don't think you'll be able to wield the kitchen utensils. No, you won't be able to help, I'm afraid. Oh, shush. Don't feel bad. It's not your fault, sweet pet. How about you trust me? You leave everything to me. After all, you're my responsibility now, and I take that very seriously. Oh, you sit right here and watch. Oh, I can make you pretty much anything. Whatever you want, I will make it for you. I will try to make some appropriate portions for you, though. Not sure how successful I will be. So what is your wish? Pancakes? Sure, I can make those. Let's go down to the kitchen, shall we? Oh, whoa, whoa. Remember, darling, you can't get off the bed without my help. If you jumped from this height, it would probably hurt you. Twist an ankle, break a leg, concussion. We can't have that, can we? Here, step onto my hand. I'll take you downstairs and set you on the table where you can see. There we are. Hold on. I'm going slow. Here you are. Step off. Back on the table you go, my sweetie. Get comfortable. I'll get the food. No worries, remember? Oh. Pancakes are glorious. Here you go. I've got some nice hot pancakes for you. Oh, darling, you look surprised. Is something wrong? I think I get it. You've never seen such large pancakes before, have you? I mean, now that I'm looking at them, they are literally larger than you. I suppose you won't be able to eat the whole thing. I can try cutting them up into smaller pieces for you, but... Oh, it's no trouble for me. You wouldn't be able to do it for yourself anyway. I'm happy to help you, pet. There. Try. I'm going to sit here and sip while you eat. Do you like them? I'm so glad you're enjoying my cooking. You'll be getting more of that soon. Oh, posh, don't worry about not being able to eat them all. I mean, they're literally larger than you. I can eat the rest. They are giant-sized pancakes, after all. I didn't actually expect you to be able to eat them all. Full, then? Well, then what shall we do today? We could always cuddle. You could sit wherever you want. It's not like you're going to crush me. I mean, I'm much larger than you. Probably more than we want to measure, to be honest. Come here. Come sit on my chest. There you go, climb up. I promise you it's comfy. I mean, you did fall asleep there last night, so I'm fairly sure you'll enjoy it again today. Silly. I can't tell you how cute you are on my chest. There you go, blushing again. Maybe we'll have to get you some ladders sooner rather than later, darling. I mean, I would be concerned a bit for you if you were to fall. If you fell from a ladder from a high height, you would hurt yourself rather badly. I'll look into getting some for you, but if you fall, even once, I'm taking them away and I'm going back to picking you up, regardless of the blushes you shower me with at feeling incapable. You'll just get used to me picking you up for all the things. I know. I shouldn't punish you for an accident. But your safety is my number one priority here, and there are lots of things that could hurt you here. We shall have to take necessary precautions if something were to happen. Oh, no, you're right. You're being so much more willing than I could have ever imagined, ever dreamed of. I really should be rewarding you for your bravery, your willingness. I bet the average human would have been so scared. Scared out of their little minds and not wanting to be with a giantess like me. Assuming the worst. Oh. You think I'm sweet? I think I might be the one blushing now. What's that? You want me to play with your hair, little puppet? That sounds lovely. So soft in my fingertips. Am I being soft enough, Pet? It feels good to have your hair played with by a giantess. That's cute. I can pretty much stroke all of your hair with just one finger. You'll let me know if I'm being too rough. I know. I'm pretty good at regulating my strength with you, but I'd feel just awful if I accidentally hurt you, Pet. Oh, thank heavens. I can't bear the thought of you getting hurt. You being so small and fragile compared to me. Oh, you're delicate. I could probably break your entire body if I tried. Of course, I would never think of doing such an awful thing, such a cruel thing to you. Though, if someone tried to hurt you, I can't speak for what would happen to them. That strength would probably outweigh my conscience. Oh, yes, if someone tries to hurt you, I would be positively murderous. No one will hurt you, and they certainly will not get away with trying to do so. I would simply crush them like a bug. I'll try not to get violent, but my instincts for you are very protective. I mean, to be perfectly transparent, I actually procured a small cage for you. I was only going to use it if you were misbehaving. But see, I don't have to use it since you're behaving so well. Yes, it's over there. Can you see it? Oh, that would have been your home here if you struggled, if you tried to escape or run away. Obviously would have been pointless since I can so easily catch you. But luckily, you have impressed upon me that you don't want to escape from me, do you? Oh, are you okay, darling? You look a little bit shaken. Ah, I think I know what it is. Fair. Are you a bit creeped out by the cage? Oh, but I only have it for, if you're misbehaving. But I doubt that will be a problem, will it? No, I'm afraid I can't get rid of it, but I will move it. Well, you can't see it. Shh, shh, shh. I'm sorry. Shh. I'm sorry I frightened you. Let me hold you closer. You don't need a cage when you fit perfectly in my giant hands. You're so cute. Perfect. Oh, don't you worry. I understand that might have upset you a bit. And I do hate the idea of upsetting you, but I want to be truthful with you. I don't want to lie. Look at me. That's right, sweetie. Do you feel safe in my arms? Or in this case, my hand? One finger on your hair. Good, good. It's okay. Shh. It's okay, darling. I promise to treat you very, very well. Will you try to understand that? Feeling better? Oh, on the agenda today. Well, not much else, really. I have to go venture out and get some supplies. And you can stay here if you'd like. But you must be careful. I really hate for something bad to happen to you. Oh, it just makes me tremble thinking of it. I will trust you, but you must remember. You must swear to be careful. Where would you like to be left? The bed. Oh, yes. I'll set you there then. Hold on. Here you go, sweetie. Step off my hand. Does it feel strange, basically getting a full body kiss? You don't seem to mind it. I can't imagine. I'll see you in a bit. Bye, baby boy. Thank goodness I'm back. I really missed him. Baby boy, honey, I'm home. Wait, hun. Oh, no. Darling. What happened? However did you end up in my glass? You fell off the bed and landed in here. Oh, you poor thing. Let me get you out. Hold on. Grab you by the back of your shirt. There you go. It's okay, I've got you. Oh, I can imagine how scary that must have been. Being stuck in a glass with no one to help you. Thank heavens there wasn't any liquid in it. You might have drowned. Oh, shh, 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 it's okay. You're safe. Are you hurt? No? Thank goodness. I'm going to set you here. Look, I'll set up a warm bath for you and you can relax. I bought you a floaty. Get you all cleaned up. Great. The sink won't take long to fill at all. Are you ready? Good. Be careful, darling. I'll give you some privacy so you can undress. Holler for me if you need anything. Ah, now I'm even more worried about leaving him on his own. That could have been so much worse. I can only hope for both our sakes that he is willing to come with me when I leave. Oh, how he hated the idea of the cage, but it would ensure his safety. I don't know what to do. I want him to be safe, but I want him to be happy, especially since he's been so well behaved, so open to my affection. So willing to be with me. What a grand surprise. Oh, we're going to have a hard talk about this after he finishes his bath.